Hey, what's going on, everybody? Attention from above. I got some more breaking news for everybody, just so you guys know. A little under 24 hours ago, we found out Lil Tay was dead. R.I.P. Lil Tay, right? Yeah, no, wrong. There was a bunch of speculation on the internet that stated that she was probably still alive, and this was a hoax. Because apparently she's done this before. Not the first time that this has happened. So, I was skeptical. A few other people were skeptical. And with everything going on, with people trying to chase clout immediately, I thought that that's what it was. Now, if it was true, obviously, you know, rest in peace. But, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, you know, fool me, you're not getting fooled again. So, she announced to TMZ that she is actually very alive. Her and her brother are alive. They're alive and well. No problems going on there. What I seem to think is that it wasn't for a third-party website. I don't believe it was. I think that it was quite possibly due to the fact that nobody was even talking about Lil Tay. Lil Tay wasn't even on the table. And this is kind of into another story that I was going to talk about today was the Island Boys. Right? So they dropped their new mixtape, please don't look it up, did some jarring things. But it's because nobody was talking about the Island Boys. The Island Boys were dead and gone. What happened to the Island Boys? Who knows? Who cares? Then out of nowhere, it was, hey, we dropped some video that, you know, yeah, did that. So now everybody's talking about the Island Boys again. Remember, every celebrity going out there, grasping at straws, trying to get back into the limelight, right? Well, everybody forgot about Lil Tay, too. I didn't even remember Lil Tay existed. And then, yesterday, the whole internet blew up. Sorry, I had to get up and make my daughter an apple. But, what I was saying is, because nobody remembered Lil Tay, right? All of a sudden, she's dead. How convenient. Now, you go ahead. You could read her statement that she was compromised by a third party. Her Instagram was compromised by a third party. But, I mean, was it though? I'm not saying she's wrong. I'm just saying. Was it though? Lil Tay, when her brother saw everyone saying they passed. Yeah. Let me see if I can find anything else. She states, to be clear, I'm not dead. I don't have access anymore to the Lil Tay Instagram account. My sister and I were winning our case. It was a couple days before we got it all back. All her social... Oh my god. What sentence is this? My sister and I were winning our case. It was just a couple of days before we got it all back. All her social media, and come out about the truth. Me and Tay are not dead. We don't got access to the account. Our parents wants us gone off the internet, but we will not go away. This is our new account for now. So this is from her brother. They are spreading misinformation. We are not dead. They're the only one that got access to the account. Do not believe it. Our parents took everything and they abused Tay hard. All we ask is to share the post to your story and follow this account. More updates in a couple hours. So, that could be true. That could be. The fact that I heard a lot in the past about her parents were like very controlling, trying to take all of her money when she came into fame and all that other stuff. So that could be possibly what happened. Allegedly, that is what happened. Do I believe it 100%? Not really. Yeah, here we go. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Somebody tweeted, Lil Tay coming back to life after getting her clout back up again. That's about the size of it right there. Here she is, coming out of the casket. Everybody thought she was dead. Oh, guess what? I got my clout back. And here I come. I'm coming for you guys. The clout's back. I'm on the internet again. That's just my thoughts. That's what I think. That's what a lot of people think. You know? It was for internet sensational clout. Kind of like what the Island Boys are doing. Here we go. Even Jake Lucky. Oh my god, I love Jake. Okay. Even Jake Lucky says, got publicity stunt written all over it. It is with a heavy heart that we share devastating news of the beloved Claire's sudden and tragic passing. This was literally yesterday, by the way. We have no words to express the unbearable loss and indescribable pain. The outcome was entirely unexpected. It left us all in shock. Her brother's passing adds an even more unimaginable depth to our grief. During the time of immense sorrow, we kindly ask for the privacy as we grieve this overwhelming loss, as the circumstances surrounding Claire and her brother's passing are still under investigation. Claire will forever remain in our hearts, her absence leaving an irreplaceable void that will be felt by all who knew and loved her. And then comes back and says that it's been a very traumatizing 24 hours because they're alive. I don't know. I guess, what do you guys think? Because I'm thinking all these people that are RIP are trying to grab pins and needles to come BACK. It's just me, though. That's my short little news clip of the day. Like, subscribe, check me out. Gameplay, stuff like that. Bye-bye.